It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Two schools in northern Colorado will choose new mascots after the school board voted to remove their old ones. CPR's May Ortega reports the schools will get feedback from students and the community.
Thompson School District officials made unanimous decisions for two schools in Loveland. Loveland High School will no longer use the Indian, and Bill Reed Middle School will change from the Warriors. Alumni, parents, and community members weighed in at the meeting. Sherry Robinson said that while attending both schools, she saw students lynch effigies of Native Americans and others call for the scalping of rival teams, all in the name of school spirit.
It was really offensive, really damaging, not just to our Native American students, but to every student, to like dehumanize another culture. To me, it just really strikes of ethnocentrism and cultural appropriation and racism.
One alumna chastised the board and said changing the names would jeopardize tradition. I'm May Ortega, CPR News.
A federal moratorium on evictions goes into effect today, but renters and landlords may still see each other in court. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
The new order from the Centers for Disease Control says that landlords are not allowed to evict certain tenants for non-payment until the end of the year. But in Colorado, the courts won't stop accepting eviction cases. Here's state court spokesman John Sarche.
When a filing comes in, it's going to be up to each judge in each case to take a look at the circumstances and determine whether the conditions in the CDC order are met.
The order only protects people making $99,000 or less, or $198,000 for a couple. They have to attest that they're making good faith efforts to pay their rent, and they must be facing inadequate housing if they are evicted. Housing advocates say that Colorado's approach could make the situation more confusing. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado wants to avoid a spike in COVID-19 cases this Labor Day weekend, which is what happened over the 4th of July. State epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy suggests sticking to familiar measures that have helped lower virus transmission.
Making sure that individuals are wearing masks, avoiding large gatherings, social distancing when both in larger or small gatherings.
In recent weeks, the state has seen some of its lowest transmission rates since the pandemic began. Colorado has sunny weather through the Labor Day holiday. This is CPR News.